Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting second. The shortstop, Ernie Johnson. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Eddie Mulligan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Chick Shorten. Batting second. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Hank Severide. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Frank Ellerbe. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Dixie Davis. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dixie Davis. And now, play ball. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellerbe fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins takes first base on ball four. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Collins. The throw from Severide and he is out, McManus applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chick Shorten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shorten hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a line drive into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill takes first base on ball four. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus misplays the ball. That's an error on McManus. Mostill moves to second. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk bunts towards third. Ellerbe fields it and throws to first for the out. Mostill moves to third. Falk moves to second. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a fly ball into right field. Shorten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mostill tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellerbe fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber strikes out. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Hooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. Hooper moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk, who is chasing the ball. Ellerbe reaches third base with a triple. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dixie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chick Shorten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shorten is 0 for 1 in the game. Shorten hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ellerbe scores. It's White Sox, 1, Browns, 1. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shorten moves to third. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 1 in the game. Sisler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Mulligan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ma still hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 0 in the game. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacobson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0-for-1 in the game. Severide hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Ellerbe hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Shealy hits a fly ball into right field. Shorten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0-for-1 in the game. Mulligan hits a line drive into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-1 in the game. Faber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dixie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chick Shorten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shorten is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shorten hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Shorten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ma still hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ma still. The throw from Severide and he is out, Gerber applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards second. Collins picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Collins. Gerber moves to second. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-2 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gerber moves to third. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gerber scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Browns. Baby doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jacobson is hit by the pitch. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0-for-2 in the game. Severide hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jacobson moves to third. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Ellerbe hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-2 in the game. Falk hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 2, Browns, 2. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-1 in the game. Schalk hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Shealy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jacobson. Shealy reaches second base with a double. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0-for-2 in the game. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Faber strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dixie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis strikes out. One out. Chick Shorten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shorten is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shorten hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mostill. Shorten reaches second base with a double. McManus moves to third. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Gerber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McManus scores. There goes Shorten trying to get to home. Moss still throws the ball into Schalk, who tags Shorten, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Two outs. It's 3-2, Browns. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-3 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gerber moves to third. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sisler. The throw from Schalk and he is safe. Sisler steals second. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hooper hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jacobson. Hooper reaches second base with a double. Hervey McClellan pinch runs for Harry Hooper. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson bunts for an out with unknown description. McClellan moves to third. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Collins bunts for an out with unknown description. McClellan scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 3, Browns, 3. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Ma still hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Amos Strunk now playing right field. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Severide hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Ellerbe hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 2 in the game. Schalk hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Shealy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Dixie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Chick Shorten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shorten is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Shorten hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0 for 3 in the game. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber misplays the ball. That's an error on Gerber. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Faber bunts for an out with unknown description. Mulligan moves to second. One out. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Gerber hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Johnny Maw still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maw still is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Maw still strikes out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Falk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Severide hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Ellerbe strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-3 in the game. Schalk takes first base on ball 4. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Shealy bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Schalk moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0-for-4 in the game. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Faber hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Strunk hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dixie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-4 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Chick Shorten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shorten is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Shorten hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 3-for-5 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Gerber hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Shorten moves to second. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Shorten scores. Gerber moves to second. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.